Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by. Powerful, inspiring, and coming to you live, bringing you stories of people like you and me, busting through and living life full out. Get ready to dare to wonder what your life would be like if you knew you could not fail.
Hi, this is Mary Jane Mack, and I'm sitting in hosting today for the Dr. Pat Show. And I have my partner with me, Nancy.
Hello.
So we're here to have a fun day and talk about some good issues and hope all everyone out there is enjoying this lovely weather and sunshine here in the studio.
Wherever it is.
We're looking at that sun.
Where did
right
you pull that one
clouds.
From? Sunshine? I'm like, where is she?
It's up there.
That?
It yeah. is.
And people will think,
Very
well,
true.
Maybe it is
Very
somewhere.
True. Very true.
Yeah.
It is. It's,
yeah.
it's up there.
Mm-hmm.
Take an airplane ride. You'll see it.
Okay. All right, enough of the weather out of the way. Let's stop with the icebreaker.
All right. So today what we're going to talk about, and I know I've talked about this before, but we're going to talk about how the gallbladder works. And I keep going back to this because it is the most common thing I see. And often when people come in the office, I have an office in Issaquah, Washington, and I talk about the gallbladder. Well, people will ask, well, where is my gallbladder and what does my gallbladder do and why do I have so much trouble with my gallbladder? Well, your gallbladder is the organ about the size of a pear. And if your liver is on the right side of your body as well as the gallbladder, and if you were to take your hand and spread it like underneath your right breast from the rib cage on the right.
Everyone should try this.
And try
not
it.
While
and
you're driving.
Your fingers are pointing toward the stern, toward the center of your body.
Found it.
Now, underneath that rib cage, that's where your liver is. And your liver is the largest organ, so it's that big. And all the organs have a motion. All the organs move in a rhythm. And when they're moving in that rhythm, things stay pretty. Things can move and function well and the liver can clear things. Well, underneath the liver, if you've got your hand underneath your on that rib cage, and at your fingertips, there's a curve to the rib cage. Underneath that curve is the gallbladder. If you run your fingers up underneath the rib cage and press in, if you have a gallbladder issue, it's going to be tender. So that's where your gallbladder is. And actually, when somebody does have a gallbladder issue, what they could do is actually put their fingers up under that rib cage and actually milk it and get things moving in there. It's a simple thing. Like, people are afraid to sometimes touch their body because it hurts. So what the gallbladder does, the liver produces bile. And so the bile goes through the bile duct, and then it goes into the gallbladder, and then that goes, it emulsifies. What the gallbladder does, the function of that is to actually emulsify fat.
So for digestion, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
So if you put, you put soap in a sink full of greasy pots and pans, well, the soap actually emulsifies the fat.
Helps it break down.
Yeah, helps it break down. So what the bile goes through the gallbladder, then it's dumped into the intestinal tract to help digest the food. So when you have your gallbladder all sludged up and that bile can't get through, then what you have is that's when these people have bloating and gas, and they no matter what they eat, they just blow up like a balloon. That's because they don't have the bile to break down the food, and then the food putrefies in the gut and causes all these other problems. So the often people go to the doctor and they say, oh, your gallbladder, it has no function. We can take it out. Your body will never miss it.
What?
Untrue. That's the common medical statement.
Really?
Yes.
Interesting.
Has no function. So God put it there just for fun for doctors to pull out. See? So.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Okay, then.
The gallbladder definitely has a huge function. And when the gallbladder is backed up, it affects so many other systems in the body.
Mm-hmm.
And it can affect how you feel. You can be tired and sluggish. So anyway, that's where your gallbladder is. And So when the what causes the gallbladder to get backed up? Well, that's if you eat the wrong foods, if you eat fatty foods, if you're eating preservatives, if you're eating foods that are really not food.
Well, right. Things with the nutrients that your body needs that the foods don't have.
Yeah.
You can definitely feel that. I mean, I'm not going to say, but a lot of the fast food places, you feel great eating it all of a sudden, and then 5 seconds later, you're out. You're like, oh, man, you're not feeling it. It's because there's not much nutritional value.
No, and there's a lot of synthetic things in it.
Right.
You have no idea the preservatives mm-hmm. and the things they put in it. That's like chemicals to your body.
Yeah. And your body's feeling it. It's kicking in. It's yeah. telling you, hey, whoa, what's going yeah. on here?
So it doesn't handle it very well.
Sure.
Stress can affect your mm-hmm. gallbladder, mm-hmm. Environment, toxic, things you breathe in mm-hmm. are toxic to your liver. So that can congest your gallbladder. So any structural issues, there are so many things that affect your gallbladder in every way. And people will say, well, how do I get that? They think they're eating well, and they're really eating pretty bad. If people really take and then they wonder, well, I've been taking this nutrition for all this time, and why do I still have this gallbladder problem? And it's because, well, you're not willing to change your diet.
Yeah.
You're going to eat the same thing. You're going to go to the same places. You're going to eat fast food, and you think that this nutrition is going to take care of it. It will if you do a reasonable program. Even if you did a reasonable program, you'd be in better shape.
You'll feel it right away.
Yeah,
I know this from previous experiences. Yeah, that's why I usually like after I'm done here at work, my regimen is to go straight to the gym. It's on my way home. I can't pass it up, and if I do, I'll feel super guilty, and I try to have a little snack beforehand too, which is conveniently at a grocery store on the way to the gym. So I've tried to make a good plan for myself, and obviously what works for you should work for somebody else. It could be different, but you will definitely feel an instant success in starting something, just even by a little bit.
Exactly, because if you're exercising, your body's in motion, and you're moving things. Because when people get a clogged gallbladder, their energy, their vibration is low. That's how you get that in the first place. And so when you're eating negatively charged food, so that's the fast food, that's food that's full of preservatives, food that's old things in your refrigerator, when you're doing that, that slows your body down. When you slow your body down, that clogs up the gallbladder and then starts this whole chain, this process.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So if you keep your body in motion, you can actually move those things through your body faster and feel better. And that's part of also getting better is to, take a 20-minute walk. Do something that's going to change something.
Yeah.
It's like I'm saying milk your gallbladder. Well, some people don't do anything. And so that's part of that process is get things moving.
Good point.
Yeah.
All right.
So when you have a backed up gallbladder, some of the things you can have leg pain, you could have knee pain, you can have back pain, you can have shoulder pain, you could have TMJ, jaw pain, you can have heart, you could put your heart in atrial fibrillation, because when the gallbladder is backed up, it backs up every system in your body when it gets so bad. So it's like, when people come in, sometimes they're really surprised at what's going on. And when I say it's your gallbladder, if they have a leg issue and they can't walk mm-hmm. and they're tripping, and it's like when that gallbladder is backed up, it's almost like you got a crimp in your side and everything is pulled down. You'll have hip pain. And as soon as that gallbladder, and you have muscle aches and tired, real extreme fatigue, as soon as that gallbladder releases, within hours, you feel better. And within a day, you're dramatically better. So you know when things move and things start to happen. So when you have the appropriate nutrition to help clear those things, and then you start to change your diet, and what I recommend to most people is not to eat dairy, not to eat wheat. However, you could have, most proteins, you could have fruits, you could have vegetables. There's so many things you can have. But if you eliminate those high allergy foods to start with, then you do that for a couple of weeks and then bring one thing back at a time, you know exactly what affects you. So what do you think, Nancy?
I totally agree, Mary Jane. No, having a gallbladder that doesn't function is not a fun thing. I've had several times where I've eaten some things and I knew immediately that it was blowing out my gallbladder, so take that nutrition and get it taken care of right away. It also affects your weight, too.
Oh, it's huge for weight.
I know when mine is off, I have a tendency to be a little bit more snacky. I'm hungry all the time or want to eat things that I normally don't eat because I'm craving them. So then I know to get back on that beta TCP right away and get that under control so I don't blow up.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. Beta TCP. Slow down. Don't want to like throw everybody off over here.
Explain. Nutrition. It's nutrition.
Okay, I'm just making sure because I had no idea what that was.
I use Biotics Research products.
Okay. All right.
And it's a product
that Mary Jane uses. Uh-huh. And, you know, over the years, because she is my mom, I know exactly, you know, how many I need to take in order to get myself back on track again.
Perfect.
So,
okay.
And, Benny, we are going to be taking calls.
We are?
We are.
Hey, cool. This is an opportunity for all of our listeners.
To call in with all of your questions.
Cool. Well, let's go and give out that number. It's 800-930-2819. And, of course, if you just tuned in, you're listening to the Dr. Pat Show. Our host, I should say guest host for the day, is Mary Jane from MaryJaneMack.com if you want to visit her website. And it's 800-930-2819. And for the reason for this number is because we can actually have a reading or a consultation, a mini one, I should say, on the air with you, correct?
On any health issue.
Okay, on any health issue.
Or pet. If you have a pet question, yeah. Mary Jane can help you with your pets as well.
Yep. So Brian is standing by. We will go to those phone lines very shortly. Until then, ladies, let's take a quick little break. Is that good?
All right. Sounds great.
All right. Well, you're listening to the Dr. Pat Show right here on Transformation Talk Radio Network. My guest host, Mary Jane Mack. We'll be right back.
I was dealing with anxiety and depression, and nothing seemed to help me. Then I started to work with Dr. Schaub's Breakthrough Program. In just a few sessions, he helped me to finally understand and heal the deeper root cause of my challenges. As a result, I feel more centered and confident than ever before. And now I have the tools which will continue to support me throughout my life's journey. Dr. Schaub's approach has changed my life.
Hello, I'm Dr. Friedman Schaub, and I work with people across the globe to help them break through anxiety and depression and access their true potential. If you are ready to bring back confidence, joy, and meaning in your life, call us to schedule a free phone consultation at 866-903-MIND. That's 866-903-6463, or visit our website at cellularwisdom.com. That's cellularwisdom.com.
Would you like to be uplifted and inspired on a daily basis and give your heart a voice to express itself? 2012 is set to be a year of exciting possibilities. Wouldn't it be great if you could create a morning ritual that allows you to stop for a moment and simply take a deep breath and observe the beauty of your surroundings? Start each day with an intention and pick one of our 365 messages of gratitude and let it connect you to your heart. And then watch with amazement how relevant the message is for the day. For a night ritual, write your experiences on our gratitude journal and watch the life of your dreams unfold right before your eyes. Offer yourself these gifts of gratitude. Visit our Gratitude Living Boutique at explorationgratitude.com.
I'm Dr. Pat Basile, the host of the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by. Let me help you take your empowering message to a community of people looking for products and services that value all life on earth and tap into the one true freedom we have, the freedom to choose. Let our listeners choose you. Join the buzz and be the buzz. Sponsor the Dr. Pat Show. Call me at 206-523-5522. That's 206-523-5522.
Discover the ancient art of herbal medicine today. Herbs can help our bodies respond better to the modern world's stress and toxicity, as well as nourishing and strengthening. Using organic herbs from around the world, the skilled herbalists at Urban Wellness help you choose the herbs best suited for your body. See what herbs can do for your life and health by visiting our downtown Kirkland location or check out our offerings and informative classes online at urbanwellness.net. That's H-E-R-B-A-N wellness.net.
Hi, this is Mary Jane Mack, guest hosting the Dr. Pat Show, and welcome everyone. Today we're talking about the gallbladder and the digestive system and how it works. And we welcome any calls that anybody might have or any questions or any health issues or concerns you might have. And we'll tune into it and see what's going on. So, Nancy, how about giving out that number?
I can actually do that for you.
Benny's going to do that.
I don't have
800-930-2819.
It happens. It's all good. I'm used to saying it anyways. 800-930-2819. Again, if you have any health issues or if your pets are going through something that you would like to discuss on the air, we'd love to have you. So it's 800-930-2819.
Thank you.
Thank you, Benny.
You're welcome.
All right. So we're back talking about the gallbladder and the digestive issues. And some of the things that... other issues that the gallbladders cause is floaters in the eyes. And there are people, you know, come to me quite often with floaters in the eyes. And when you put them on the nutrition to clear out their gallbladder, it's amazing how quickly they can get rid of those floaters. And it doesn't matter how bad they are sometimes people have like big black spots and tons of things in their eyes. As soon as you get that gallbladder open, the eyes will clear. And the vision improves dramatically. So when your gallbladder, or even your kidneys are backed up, all these things affect your vision. They affect your how you feel. You could have sinus congestion, sinus problems. Racing thyroid is also connected with the gallbladder. So it's like so many other issues. And sometimes people are going and treating the symptoms and treating what's going on. And they have some results, but underneath, they still have the same problem. And when we put people on gallbladder protocols, there's different types of... protocol I put them on to initially is to a little more aggressive to really get things moving. And when you start to move things in your gallbladder, you can actually feel like you got the flu. Like sometimes people think they have the flu. And this isn't if they're on a gallbladder program. Just in general, people say, oh, I got chills. I'm coming down with the flu. Well, actually what it is your gallbladder's congested, backing up, and it's your body's way of trying to get rid of that sludge. So it will actually make you feel sick, make you either throw up or make you
nauseous.
Kind of going through like a detox.
Yeah,
right?
Or you might have diarrhea, but it's your body's natural way of getting rid of things.
Sure.
Yeah, so so sometimes it's not always bad when you have those things because usually people feel a lot better after.
Right. Yeah, and detoxing is definitely a good thing. I know people do it quite often, especially after the New Year's. It's kind of like one of their things, you know, one of their...
clean it up.
I'm just saying it's a good start. That's why I stay away from the gyms also at the very beginning of the year because I can never get a machine. It's so true. But you're listening to the Dr. Pat Show. You're here with guest host today, Mary Jane Mack. And if you want to reach her, it's maryjanemack.com for more information. And there's a phone number we can reach, Rhonda there at the office, if we would like to do an inpatient
call.
Yeah, there you go.
Get an appointment.
Okay.
That number is 888-777-4232. Rhonda would be more than happy to give you some information and book your appointment with Mary Jane.
That's right. And if you'd like to address it just quickly here on the air with us here at the Dr. Pat Show on Transformation Talk Radio Network, you can do so. And we are actually now going to go to Cheryl. She's calling in from Seattle. I think she has a thyroid issue, but we'll ask her. Cheryl, welcome to the show. What's up?
Hi, Cheryl.
Thank
you. Hi, Mary Jane. Well, I'm on levothyroxine for my thyroid, plus I'm on herbs, and I'm also on herbs for my adrenals, and I've been backing off some of the herbs for my adrenals, and I'm feeling very sluggish kind of off and on, and I'm wondering if it's related to that or something else.
It is your gallbladder. You got a gallbladder that scores a 2. Now, I score things from 0 to 10. So your gallbladder's a 2. Your bile duct, which produces the bile to lubricate your liver and flush it through the gallbladder, is also a 2. So when you have that with the gallbladder, you're even worse. And so you have a lot, and your right kidney is also a 2. So do you have a lot of right-sided discomfort?
I do. Lower back, yeah.
Okay. So when you have these things, you usually have more right-sided things. Even in your leg score is pretty low. And so the sludge and everything in that area is affecting everything. And your thyroid actually is in high gear. It's racing because of the gallbladder is trying to catch up. So what you need, you got to, and your adrenals, yes, are suppressed, but it's not an adrenal issue. When you're taking adrenal supplements or support, or even the thyroid, you're actually, it's like whipping a tired horse. You're driving it, making things work, but underneath, you're in a stall. Things aren't working, so that's not a good thing. So when someone has what you have, I don't give adrenal support. I go right to clearing. I keep you on your medication, but I go to clearing out the main problem. And that'll make a big difference for you. Believe me, when you have it, you're tired. You're tired. You don't feel good. And it's easy to turn around.
Okay.
So give our office a call, and we'll take care of you.
I will do that. Thank you very much, Mary Jane.
You're welcome.
Thanks, Cheryl, for calling in. And it leaves another line open here at the Transformation Talk Radio Network. And, of course, the Dr. Pat Show, our guest host for today, is Mary Jane Mack. It's 1-800-930-2819. 1-800-930-2819. We are having calls coming in, so we'll get to those momentarily, as well as some instant feedback. And we're arranging Brian to get that to us shortly, too. So if there's anything else you'd like to touch base
on. Well, I have a great story.
Okay, great.
I had a client come in the other day, and she's been a long-term client. And about 2 years ago, she hadn't been in for a while, but she had a gallbladder issue. And she went to the doctor, and they took her gallbladder out. And then 2 months later, she was having the same problem. And so then she went back to the doctor, and they did an ultrasound and found she had 120 stones in her bile duct and liver area.
Wow.
She had to go back to surgery and have those taken out. And now her surgery didn't cost what the gallbladder cost. It cost three times more to have that done.
Huh.
So it's like when people come in and I say they have like stones or heavy sludge, and it, if you have your gallbladder out, it doesn't matter. It's just a little more complicated to get it taken care of. And but even moving things through the gallbladder, the people will come back in and I'll say, well, you've got more things moving through. And they think, well, how could I have that? Yeah. Well, you can. Things get stuck in your body, and when it starts opening up, things start to move through. And you have to have a way for it to keep going and keep it keep it moving.
Yeah. Wow, that's an unbelievable 120?
They counted them, 120.
Now, we've heard all the stories also about like trying to pass stones.
Very painful.
Yeah, and very painful. Couldn't imagine doing one.
The little thing about passing stones. Oh. The stones, what I see is sometimes people can be really sick with the flu. They feel like after they get on the nutrition,
symptoms.
Really bad flu symptoms, and they think it's just the flu, and they'll want to stop taking the nutrition. The worst thing to do, you got to keep going. Mm-hmm. And then that flu is actually helping them get rid of it faster.
Gotcha.
The other thing is when people are moving stones, yes, it can be painful, but it can be tolerable, and it's more like a muscle cramping, or you feel like you've actually got a back spasm. And or it could feel like a ping. There's a wide variety of how it feels. It's not always bad.
Right.
But usually you do know when something big is moving. Mm-hmm. It's like,
yeah, you can definitely feel it, I'm sure.
Yeah, yeah.
Wow. All right. Well, you've heard more here for us. So we're actually going to jump back to our phone lines. We have Annette now calling in from Seattle. She has a great question for you, Mary Jane. So welcome to the show, Annette. What's up?
Hey, thank you so much. It's a digestive question.
Hi, Annette.
Hi. Seems like after I eat, I just feel a bit bloated, and I'm wondering, and it seems that sometimes I may have an adrenal problem also, trying to take some supplements to support that, so didn't kind of know which area I should look at.
Okay, your area, first of all, is you don't have enough hydrochloric acid in your stomach. Your stomach shows up first, so you have not enough hydrochloric acid, and then the second thing that shows up is your gallbladder. So again, your adrenals can be suppressed, but you have to get your body functioning and your digestion working, and that can totally change your adrenals, and you won't need as many supplements.
Okay.
So, and it will improve your adrenals. When people have what you have a lot of bloating, you're tired, you're fatigued, and you're not absorbing the nutrition you're taking in. So, and then the gallbladder gets backed up and everything comes to a stall. So you're basically, your stomach is a 6, and then your gallbladder is a 2. So it's pretty full of sludge. So that's what's going on with you.
Okay. And would I take a hydrochloric acid straight? I mean, just by itself with no other digestive enzymes in it?
Well, for you, what you really have to do is you're walking the fine line. So this is what I do with someone like you, Annette, when you come in. I balance you exactly you might need a little bit of hydrochloric acid, but you're going to need the other products for your gallbladder. Because if you don't take the other products for your gallbladder, you're not going to get well with hydrochloric acid. So you have to have a total program to pull those organs together and get them working. And so it's a lot faster and easier if you just come in and see me and we figure out your program and get you on that instead of guessing what you need and trying to figure it out yourself.
I'm guessing what I need, trying to figure it out, and I overdo.
Yeah, it doesn't work. It doesn't work. Believe me, when people come to me, I save you a ton of money. I take all the guesswork out of it. You don't have to worry about it. I do it for you, and it's right on. There's no, it's what is. And you get better. We have predictable results. I know when you start the program, in a week you're going to be better. So stop,
guessing.
Make your life easy. Yeah. Feel better. Come on in.
Yeah. Okay. Well, hey, appreciate the information.
You're welcome.
Cool. Thanks, Annette, for calling in. And you're listening to Transformation Talk Radio Network. And, of course, this is the Dr. Pat Show. Unfortunately, Dr. Pat is unable to make it into the show today. But our guest host is Mary Jane Mack. And information about you, Mary Jane, before we run off to the break.
Is MaryJaneMack.com.
Thanks, Nancy.
You're welcome, Benny. And Mary Jane Mack's office number is 888-777-4232. Give Rhonda a call.
Awesome. We'll be right back in just a couple minutes for more.
Disease, one of the most dreaded words in our vocabulary. Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. Did you know traditionally we have viewed disease as a degenerative process? Disease is better understood when we view it as dis-ease in the human body. Dis-ease means without ease. Health is not merely the absence of disease. It's when every part of the body works together effortlessly, relaxed and at ease. It's that relaxed state that lets energy flow in waves through and around the entire body. Every organ has an electrical charge. And when overcharged or undercharged, dis-ease occurs. And it is an effort to go through our day. We are able to determine the exact dis-ease of the body and design a specific solution to correct the nutritional imbalance. Contact us at 888-777-4232. That's 888-777-4232. And visit us at MaryJaneMack.com.
Grateful patients have been saying it for 25 years. When in pain, see Dr. Thane. Dr. Thane of Wellness One of Bellevue has been named one of the nation's top chiropractors by the Consumers Research Council of America, and for good reason. He has helped his patients recover their energy and vitality after car accidents, sports injuries, herniated discs, fatigue due to stress, the list goes on. The website is bellevue.wellnessone.net. When in pain, see Dr. Thane. That's bellevue.wellnessone.net.
Chat with Natalie. Getting to Know Yourself is a hit radio show to help you understand your existence and purpose here on Mother Earth. During the show, Natalie's passionate delivery and spot-on guidance will empower you to realize that you are absolutely perfect. Natalie and her special guests will help you raise your vibration, tap into your innate wisdom, and provide unprecedented solutions to whatever you're facing. Whether it be energy healing, holistic health, spirituality, on-air readings, and energy attunements, your life will be forever changed for the good. Join Natalie and her guests each week as together you tap into the wisdom of the Akashic Records and channel information from her Council of Isis and other ascended masters. Tune in every Friday at noon Pacific time for Chat with Natalie, Getting to Know Yourself on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Visit HealingIsis.com for a complete show schedule and to book a session with Natalie.
Imagine a chocolate so decadent that you'd never believe it could be good for you. Align your inner bliss with Mother Nature's magic. The power of cold-pressed cocoa by Shasai, the healthy chocolate. Shasai is everything you ever dreamed healthy should taste like. We combine unprocessed cocoa with acai and blueberry for an unbeatable high-oxidant powerhouse. Shasai, the healthy chocolate. Visit us at lifesaverchocolate.com or call 888-287-2011.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack, and I'm guest host for the Dr. Pat Show today. And we're talking about the gallbladder and the digestive system and how it affects you. So we're welcome for your calls and instant messages.
Yep.
And Nancy's going to give, or Benny's going to give you the number here.
We'll give out a series of numbers. Let's start with the phone line. If you're welcome to call in at 1-800-930-2819 for the Dr. Pat Show. And it's 1-800-930-2819. D, we'll get to you in just a second. And the number for Mary Jane Mack
is 888-777-4232.
Perfect. So, D, hold tight real fast. We're actually going to run off to the other room. We have Brian with an instant message and feedback. So, Brian, go ahead.
Yeah, we actually just got one in from Cynthia over on the East Coast. She picked us up in Maryland. And Cynthia is getting ready to have her gallbladder removed. Cynthia has a lot of, I guess, really bad stones. And from what I can gather, she's wondering what she'll be able to eat, whether or not she'll have to change her diet around. She's a little nervous and hoping that there's not too much of an aftermath.
She wants to know what she can eat after the gallbladder?
What to expect as far as post-surgery recovery goes, if she's going to have to change her diet after eating, you know.
Well, I think you definitely are going to have to change your diet, whether you have your gallbladder out or not. Some people think when they have their gallbladder out, they can just eat anything they want. That's not true. So what I find is when you have your gallbladder out, you still need nutritional support to help that your liver. Because when you have your gallbladder out, your liver is your backup. So now you still have to have something to support that liver and backup to make everything work. You're having where you're having the most problem taking out. That doesn't mean that other things are going to be in balance. So I would suggest to you no dairy, no wheat. And eat foods, even now and afterwards, that are easy to digest. Think about no salads. Think about steamed vegetables, proteins that are light, not heavy meat. And you're going to feel better and get through it faster if you do that.
All right. Yeah. Hopefully that'll work out for you, Cynthia. And we welcome more questions via the instant feedback messaging system. And Brian will feed those back to us. Let's now run off to the phone lines. We have Dee calling in from Seattle. Dee, welcome to the show. What's your question for Mary Jane?
Oh, thanks for taking my call. I, for the third time, am dealing with adrenal fatigue, thyroid and adrenal issues. And some of what you said resonated for me, and I wondered if there's something else like gallbladder or what my situation is.
It's totally gallbladder. Totally gallbladder. Your gallbladder is a 2 out of a 10, which means when it's a 2, that means it's really got heavy sludge in it. And in a couple areas, I'm picking up the same thing on you. So no matter what way I look at your gallbladder, it's got heavy sludge. Now, your bile duct shows pretty good. That's another that lubricates the liver. So that doesn't seem to be as bad. So when you have your gallbladder backed up like that, your adrenals, see, your gallbladder is a 2. Then your thyroid goes to a 2. And now your adrenals are a 2. So again, it's sometimes doctors will go ahead and give you adrenal nutrition or thyroid nutrition. That is not the solution, because now, again, you're whipping a tired horse. Because when you feed the adrenals, it drives the body and makes it work harder. And now your body can't work, and you feel worse, actually. Usually feel more tired and fatigue. And you have to have some right-sided issues, do you?
I do, yes.
Yeah. Does your leg bother you at all? Or are you off when you walk?
I've been having some pain in my hip and my low back.
Exactly. And that's what's causing it. It's the gallbladder. And as soon as you get the, again, I keep mentioning, it's like having a crimp in there. And when you have that, it just pulls on all your, it can pull on your hip, it can pull on your leg, your knee. It can even go up to your neck, your head. Some people can have a tick or nerve issues just from having that gallbladder out of balance. So it can affect any system. And just getting your gallbladder cleaned out, when you do that, your adrenals come up, and you'll need very little nutrition to support your adrenals.
Lots of things you said just resonated, even the floaters, which I've never had before.
And do you have them now?
I haven't for a while, but I've had them in the past year, which really surprised me.
Yeah, and those are easy to take care of. But see, sometimes you'll have floaters, and then your eyes will clear, because maybe your gallbladder gets a little bit better and it opens up some, and so then they'll get better. But when your gallbladder gets clogged up again, the floaters can be really bad. I've had people who woke up in the morning and had huge dark spots in their eye because their gallbladder just got so congested, even during the night while they were sleeping, and that backs up all those toxins. And after putting them on a protocol for 3 days, totally change that and pull that out, because you start moving everything, the toxins, the other way, and use nutrition to pull the excess stuff out. Because when you're getting that, you're full of toxins.
Okay. Mary Jane, I've been put on a diet of protein, vegetables, and fruit, and I don't want all that protein. I don't think that I think it's making me feel worse, actually.
Well, with where you're at, you really can't handle a lot of protein. And if you have protein, it's got to be light protein. Possibly some chicken might be okay for you. But when you're this bad, it doesn't work. So the vegetables and fruit are better for you. And,
okay.
And you should stay away from even from starches and any breads, starches, even like potatoes and any beans, legumes, those things wouldn't be good for you either.
Oh, okay. Okay, that's really helpful. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Cool. Thanks, Steve, for calling in and leaves another line open here at Transformation Talk Radio Network and the Dr. Pat Show, 1-800-930-2819, 1-800-930-2819. Guest host Mary Jane Mack is in the studio. She's taking your calls about some health questions if you got them. And we could circle back to, while we expect some more calls about the gallbladder, that's what we were originally discussing with. You were going over, like, things to take care of your body before or witnessing it, I guess, what you would feel if you had a gallbladder issue, correct?
If you have a gallbladder
issue? So prevention, I guess I should say.
Okay,
yeah.
Well, prevention is eat the right foods.
There you go.
I mean, you got to eat the right foods. Mm-hmm. And if you're, anytime you're eating things with preservative and with stuff in it, that's going to be a problem. And what I have people do, even when, and today, it doesn't matter where you go to eat. You never know what you're getting. So my recommendation to people is to, when we do the gallbladder clearing, is I keep them on a little nutrition to keep things going so they could go out and have what they want, but they keep their gallbladder healthy. Some other calls that I get are like today or recently, when people are going out of town, what do you do when you're going on a trip? And I had someone call, what do I take when I'm going on a cruise ship? Well, dear, you know, the cruise ship thing lately has been
feeding frenzy.
Wow.
Really bad.
Yep.
And when you go on a cruise ship, I mean, people go to eat. It's amazing. That's their deal, is they're going to eat.
It's a splurge.
Yeah. So
And you're trapped on a boat, so you can't really work it off.
So you have to, you know, there's different parts of the body that you have to balance. We balance the stomach for hydrochloric acid. Also, I put people on another product to clean out the toxins. So if they eat bad food, when they eat bad food, they're on products that are going to burn up those chemicals, get rid of the toxins. And also this other product keeps you from getting diarrhea because it pulls out the poison right away.
Mm-hmm.
And it keeps you from getting nauseated and sick. And so I use these products a little heavier when people are on cruises, so that to keep them out of trouble. Also, I keep them on nutrition for their gallbladder and liver and their kidney. Those are all part of the digestive system. And if you keep that balanced, they're not going to get parasites. They're going to be able to ward off anything that they pick up on the ship. And the product for the toxins is actually a product that gets rid of, it's like a natural antibiotic to clean up the stomach. So. Like I say, it doesn't matter where you go anymore. The food, you can think it's good, but you never know what you're getting.
Yeah, we were talking about some other shows, too, about, you know, reading labels is really big. I mean, you can obviously look at something like fruit. You know, it's obvious. You see it. It's natural or organic, whatever you choose. But label reading is very important. I mean, you definitely see on cereals these days. I mean, within the top three, you're going to see sugar on most of them, or
wheat.
Gluten this, and, you know, yeast that or whatever. So really be, I think, conscious of what you're reading these days. I think it takes a little extra time, but guaranteed it's going to help you in the long run.
And also, you know, there's a lot of people today that are juicing. Juicing's big.
Yeah, I've heard that.
So juicing can be great, but if you're in a situation like this with things backed up, when you start juicing, you're putting real enzymes and really potent stuff in your system, and that can really make you sick.
Yeah.
So you have to go slow. And another thing is, if you're juicing, you really do have to use organic. Because juicing, you know, if you're using regular, you could be full of chemicals.
Right.
And you need to wash all your vegetables, whether they're organic or not. and get a wash them good and soak them.
You have an excellent point on that. You don't know exactly where it came from, how many hands it went through, or trucks it went on, or even the truck from the farmer. I mean, it's still got to make it somewhere.
Yeah, and it amazes me on all the. Have you ever watched the cooking shows? And they take things out of the package and put them in the whatever they're cooking. I'm just always amazed by that. Yeah. They don't. Yeah.
We hope there's some pre-washing done off camera that we don't notice, which we totally...
And something to keep in mind.
Right.
Most restaurants do not wash their vegetables.
Hmm.
And that's... I've asked experts in the restaurant field, that is a given.
It's not good.
Yeah.
Well, hopefully we can help out Steve. He's calling in from Woodville. He's got a question for you. And if anybody else out there would like to, the phone lines are open here at Transformation Talk Radio Network. And, of course, my guest host today is Mary Jane Mack. And you can reach her at 888-777-4232 or MaryJaneMack.com. Steve from Woodinville, welcome to the show. What's up?
Hi there. Yeah, I am about to have an MRI today on my knee, and I've had different sports injuries from playing rough sports all my life, but they tend to always be right-sided. And listening to what you've talked about having right-sided issues, I'm just curious if... some of these things that I'm feeling might have some connection to my digestion and the gallbladder and things you've been talking about today.
Great question.
Okay, hi, Steve.
Good question.
Absolutely. Your gallbladder's a two and your right kidney's a two. And knees are connected. They're connected to the gallbladder, but really connected to the kidney. Kidney or knees. So what I get is your gallbladder shows up first, and it's pretty sludged up, and then your kidney shows up next. Usually what we do is we work on both things at the same time, and your knee is a two. So what I get is if we take care of your gallbladder, it brings your knee to a nine, and then if we take care of your kidney, it brings your knee to a 10. So it's like you could have, it'll be interesting to see what they find on your knee, but if you don't take care of your gallbladder and your digestion, no matter what you do with that knee, you're going to have trouble with it, and it's not going to get better. And you'll have more complications with it. So you got to strengthen up what's causing the problem in the first place. Because those things backed up your heart, put your heart in low gear, then your heart is like a two or a three, and that all affects your muscle, your ligaments, and everything. So you take care of the gallbladder and the kidney, and then you strengthen up the heart, and that strengthens up all the structure in your body. To answer your question, Steve?
Yeah, I think so. A couple of years ago, my wife and I did, it was a liver cleanse, but it was clearing out gallstones. And it was kind of, I don't know if you've ever heard of it, I can't think of the author's name, but it was a process where you kind of for a week long drink a bunch of apple juice.
Right,
kind of soften things and then go through a whole process, and then you pass a bunch of stones. And we did that a couple of times. Is that something that you tend to recommend or steer away from?
No, I don't do that because I still find issues after it's done. Yes, it does work. But what I do is another type of cleanse using nutrition that actually heals the organs and gets things functioning better so that we're working on your whole system and not just clearing out the stones. Yes, that does work, but you need more than that. You need to get your whole body straightened out and working right. And it's not that complicated, Steve.
Okay.
All right. So give us a call, and Rhonda will be happy to take care of you.
Yeah, Steve, thanks very much, and good luck today with MRI. Hopefully things work out or look okay, I should say. Well, I think we got time for another couple calls, but first we're going to do a quick little break first. So you're listening to the Dr. Pat Show on the Transformation Talk Radio Network. More with Mary Jane Mack coming up next.
Party rock! Yeah.
Do you
Ascension Foundation, serving to build an interdimensional community. The Ascended Masters invite you to join them in co-creating this mission. Allow the Masters to lead the way in activating the wisdom of your heart consciousness and raising your vibration. You can communicate with them directly by attending apportation events and classes in mediumship, crystal light energy healing, alchemy, master studies, past life regression, and more. For a schedule of classes, workshops, and special events, visit theascensionfoundation.com. That's theascensionfoundation.com.
Chat with Natalie. Getting to Know Yourself is a hit radio show to help you understand your existence and purpose here on Mother Earth. During the show, Natalie's passionate delivery and spot-on guidance will empower you to realize that you are absolutely perfect. Natalie and her special guests will help you raise your vibration, tap into your innate wisdom, and provide unprecedented solutions to whatever you're facing. Whether it be energy healing, holistic health, spirituality, on-air readings, and energy attunements, your life will be forever changed for the good. Join Natalie and her guests each week as together you tap into the wisdom of the Akashic Records and channel information from her Council of Isis and other Ascended Masters. Tune in every Friday at noon Pacific time for Chat with Natalie, Getting to Know Yourself on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Visit HealingIsis.com for a complete show schedule and to book a session with Natalie.
Did you know that the average woman will use up to 12,000 disposable pads and tampons in her lifetime? That's a lot of waste. Make the healthier choice for the planet and your body with GladRags washable cloth menstrual pads made with no plastics, adhesives, or gels. GladRags cloth pads are safe, simple, smart, period. For more information on how you can save the planet one month at a time, visit us at GladRags.com.
Saskia Rowell, the international soul guide who has followed her soul from Hong Kong and Africa to America. Saskia cracks open the lives of her clients and brings their soul's purpose to life. Are you stuck in a life that doesn't work? Go to YourSoulGuidance.com for your 21-day roadmap to the life you secretly dream about, absolutely free. Discover surprising truths about your soulmate, talents, blocks, and more. Now is the time. Go to YourSoulGuidance.com.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack, and I'm sitting in for Dr. Pat today at the Dr. Pat Show, and we're just rocking and rolling here in the studio.
I kind of took
with
you back
Benny
a little bit. Yeah, I know. I was dancing a little bit there at the break. I just couldn't help it, you know.
Yeah, what fun.
LMFAO, you know, they just do it for me. So
today we talked about the gallbladder and digestion, and I've talked about this so many times, but I see it so often, and as you could see today, all the calls, I mean, people experience the same thing, and it's an ongoing thing. It's not something you take care of and, oh boy, it's gone. It depends on the next party or what you're doing. So it's an easy solution to take care of yourself, use the appropriate nutrition. When we identify exactly what you need, and then after we get you through the crisis, put you on nutrition to maintain you so you don't have to go up and down with this. Mm-hmm. So take better care of yourselves and give our office a call at
888-777-4232, or you can visit MaryJaneMack.com.
And we would love to see you and talk to you then. So today what we're going to do is take some more calls. Somebody?
Yep, let's do it. Let's go to Eileen. She's calling in from Chi-Town. Eileen, welcome to the show. What's up?
Hello.
Hi, Eileen.
Well, my question. Hi there.
I'm from Chicago.
Are you really?
Yes.
What part?
Well, I was originally from the South Side. My sister now lives in Tinley Park.
Oh, wow. Yeah, I'm from the Evanston area.
Okay.
Well, my question was that about a year and a half ago, I took 3 rounds of antibiotics, unfortunately, for a throat and sinus issue, which didn't help and completely messed up my digestive system. I had a lot of bloating and weight gain, stomach and intestinal pain, and just a really slow digestive tract, and I have not been able to get better.
Well, what you have, do you still have sinus issues?
Not as much.
Okay. So what
maybe a little bit.
Okay. What you have is a kidney issue. You have a kidney and a bladder issue is what your thing is. Now, kidneys, actually, if they get full of sludge or they get inflamed, then they back up your digestive system also. And it could cause intestinal problems. It could cause gas. It could cause bloating. Could cause just a sick feeling in the stomach, and that's what your major issue is. So you still have, you have kidneys that have sludge in them, but you have kidneys that are inflamed, and you have a bladder that's not right. So what we do for somebody like you is put you on the appropriate nutrition to clean up your bladder and clean up your kidneys, and that will change quite a few things that are happening in your body. Like it'll totally clean up your sinuses. Do you have trouble breathing? Short of breath? Are you short of breath?
You know, I am a little, yes. And, yeah. And there are definitely some bladder issues.
There you go. Well, the shortness of breath is your bladder. All those toxins, when you have this, you've had this a long time. And mm-hmm. all those toxins go up to your lungs and sinuses. The most common cause for sinus congestion is bladder or kidney. So, and now when people think they're getting a cold and lots of sinus things and they're taking antibiotics, it has nothing to do with just their sinuses and everything to do with their bladder and kidney. So, again, you've had a chronic issue. Once you get that cleaned up, it will just make everything better and get you back in balance. And then you have to maintain it. So we'd be happy to help you. Go ahead.
I was going to say, even at my ripe old age of 58.
Oh, it doesn't matter. My
you're
motto,
a youngster.
You're young. My motto is, who wants to be 58 and not feel good?
Yeah.
You want to be. I had a gentleman call me the other day, 86 years old, and he sounded great. And he said, you know, my mother lived to 95 and my dad to 90, and I want to make it to 100.
Awesome.
But I want to feel good. That's the difference.
That's
so give
true.
Us a
well,
call.
Thank you. I definitely will. Thank you so much.
You're
well,
welcome.
Thanks, Eileen. And it's 86 years young is what we should
exactly,
say.
Exactly.
All right.
Exactly.
Quickly, we'll take Pam. She's calling in from Onemia, Minnesota. Pam, your question.
Hi there.
Hi, Pam.
I was wondering, I've had digestive problems all my life, pretty much. But they also said I have fibromyalgia, and I don't know how they figure that, just because my body hurts all the time. But could the two be related?
Yeah, fibromyalgia is a catch-all for everything. If they can't figure out what's wrong with you, they throw you into that category. So what's wrong with you is you've got a really backed-up gallbladder, and you've got a backed-up, your kidneys are backed up. And when you have that, sometimes you can hardly get out of a chair. Everybody's different, but you can have tons of muscle aches, tons of pain in your body because your body is so full of toxins, and your body can't get rid of them. You're in such a low vibration, you're stuck. So what we do is give you the nutrition to get things moving again. Once you pull those toxins out, it's a matter of days that you notice a difference with that.
Yeah.
So there's definitely a big change that you can have. And I would never get stuck with the label fibromyalgia.
Yeah, they didn't do no pressure points or anything. They just said that's what it is.
Well, that's because they don't know what it is.
Right.
That's what.
But you were saying something about, because I don't have a gallbladder anymore.
That if you don't have a gallbladder, we still give you the same nutrition, and your liver takes over for the gallbladder. Your body has a backup system. Even if somebody has an organ that's taken out, and that's what I find, I still use that nutrition, and then the backup system, which for you is your liver, takes over for it and helps things work. So you see a perfect example. You had your gallbladder out, but you're not any better.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
no,
that's the deal. It doesn't make you better. but you could still change it. So give us a call, and we'll be happy to take care of you.
Yeah, thanks, Pam, for calling in, and good luck with that, and we hope everything works out for you. Mary Jane, your information one more time before we bail.
That would be me, Benny. That would be...
Okay, fine. Back to you, Nancy. Yeah,
sorry. Just to let you know, you don't have to live in the Washington area to see Mary Jane. She does do phone consultations, and that number is 888-777-4232, or visit her website at maryjanemack.com. Thank you.
Awesome.
And thank you for tuning in. We look forward to next time.
Transformation Talk Radio is designed to attract people like you and like me. Millions of people across the globe are looking to uplevel their lives. If you have a message and want to take it out on Transformation Talk Radio, make sure you give us a call, 1-800-930-2819, or send an email to host@transformationtalkradio.com and get ready to host your own show on one of the fastest growing transformative networks in the world. Transformation Talk Radio. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Our hosts are setting a new standard for a fresh kind of talk radio, creating conversations that are transforming the world, one listener at a time. Transformation Talk Radio's mission is to broadcast a distinct blend of live talk radio interviews with a mix of uplifting and intelligent news, educational and practical information. Topics range from personal development to critical issues relevant to a rapidly changing world. Stay tuned. Transformation Talk Radio starts at the top of every hour.
Transformation, transformation, transformation talk radio. Transformation, transformation, transformation talk radio.
Transformation Talk Radio, a higher consciousness perspective. The hosts on Transformation Talk Radio offer a positive and new paradigm shift, a new vision for a collective future. They are empowering and helping all of us experience a powerful wave of personal shifts and cultural change as we break through to even greater levels of awareness. Take down our toll-free number, 1-800-930-2819. Call in, connect, make sure you tap into some of the world's most empowering psychics, healers, and more. Get an on-air reading with the best. Tune in, transformationtalkradio.com. Hey, everybody, we'll see you there.
Transformation, transformation, transformation talk radio. Transformation, transformation, transformation talk radio.